This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 18th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on the agenda is item number 4. And that is a directive proposed by Commissioner Weintraub on the timely resolution of enforcement matters. Is there any discussion on this matter on the agenda? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Noti. Appreciate it.
He's running escaping from the building.
Did I run out a bit quickly?
No, you did not.
We don't blame you.
Don't let the door slam on the way out.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a proposal that I brought up to try and find a way to move our enforcement docket quicker. I think this is a huge problem for the agency. We currently have 70 items, maybe a couple more, on our enforcement docket that are sitting on commissioners' desks, waiting for decision. Some of them have been waiting for as long as 2 or 3 years. And I just think that's unacceptable. I think deadlines are very useful and would be helpful to us. I first circulated this proposal about 5 weeks ago, about a week before the last meeting. I fully understand that with only a week before the last meeting, my colleagues wanted some more time to think about it and work on it. And I don't think this ought to be a partisan issue. I will note that I saw in the newspaper recently a quote from a prominent Republican election lawyer, Cleta Mitchell, who said, "I wish the FEC could figure out a way to move things faster." Thank you, Ms. Mitchell. I agree with you. I'm trying. And I have received some indication from my colleagues that they are interested in working with me on this. I continue to remain optimistic that we will be able to accomplish something, although I haven't actually seen anything yet, which is a little frustrating. So I'll just give fair notice that I hope we can continue to work on this, but there's, as I said, this is a day for irony. There's a certain irony in our postponing consideration of a proposal to have more timely consideration and more timely decision-making at the agency. So I am going to want to make a motion at the next meeting, which gives us another month to perhaps trade some concrete proposals and hopefully get to something that we can all agree on, which I think would be really great and good for the agency. But, you know, at this point, I await your feedback.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will also attest to Commissioner Weintraub's commitment to getting something done. She's been down to see me a number of times, and we've to talk about this issue. And I agree.
Been very pleasant conversations.
Yes, they have. And I'm not. I don't say that sarcastically at all. They have been pleasant conversations. And I think that. And I reiterate what I said last time, that this shouldn't be a partisan issue. I think we all have an interest in resolving these matters. On a much more expeditious basis. I would have liked to have gotten you a draft before now. I will verify that there is a draft that is being constructed that is being tweaked, and hopefully we can get that to you soon, and see if we can get the process sufficiently far along so that we could resolve this as soon as possible. But I do appreciate the commitment that you have to this issue and the effort that you put into it. And I think that I feel optimistic on this. Maybe optimism is a foolish virtue on this commission
at
times, but I think that I feel like we'll be able to reach.
Hold on to that optimism.
Yes,
I want to hold on to that optimism.
Love to hear optimism. So if there aren't any other comments about this.
I just have one question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was my understanding from the last meeting we were going to refer some of these proposed policies, because I'm not going to belabor the next two on the agenda. We're going to be taken up in Regs Committee as one way to sort of formalize discussion. That doesn't mean we can't discuss outside of that process, but that was my understanding.
Right.
I did not understand that my directive was going to the Regs Committee.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, your directive always gets special treatment.
No, well, actually, I don't think it's an enforcement matter. It's not really a Regs issue.
Right. That was looked at differently.
One of mine is an enforcement matter, too. It has to do with notice in the enforcement process to respondents. I thought they were all going to be taken up together. We don't have to. It was just my understanding.
I think the reason that we were going to take that one up in that process was, and this is my recollection, was that I asked counsel for enforcement, Chief of Enforcement, Mr. Patalis, to come back to us with some other suggestions, because there are other things that might be appropriate to include in that notice to the public. And that was, I think, one of the reasons why that one, as well as was maybe going to be dealt with somewhat differently than this one.
Happy to move forward on all of them.
Okay.
As well as information sharing, I think everybody, I asked for more information about other matters that we might want to look at.
Okay.
So